The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Joining us on the line, our good friend Larry Kudlow, senior CNBC contributor, host of the Kudlow Report. The Kudlow Show, heard here on Saturdays on WMAL. Larry, good morning to you. I want to stop and I want to sort of back up a little bit. We are in a really strange place in this country right now. We've had these shootings down in Dallas. We've had these shooting of police-involved shootings around the country that have stirred up the Black Lives Matter group. And even here in D.C., we're going to talk about this in a moment, but there were shots fired at D.C. police officers last night. Luckily, nobody was hit or hurt, but it sounds like we're just in a very sort of bad place with race relations in this country right now.
You know, I agree with that. I just think we're in a bad place with respect to mutual respect, the ideas of equality, the difference between right and wrong behavior. In other words, I'm trying to lift this up. There's a whole issue of technical problems with police relations with the Black community and so forth. And we can go into that. But, on the radio this past Saturday, Brian, I talked about this. And I just wondered what is happening to our values, what is happening to our moral compass, what is happening to our spiritual lives. You know, there's a great piece here in the New York Post this morning. Dallas chief, police chief, quote, "We're asking cops to do too much in this community." And I think that's a very interesting and important point. And I quote you, I'm going to go back a few years, but I knew you were there with me. Martin Luther King, a hero of mine, quote, "I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character."
Right.
It is one of my favorite quotes of all American history. I'm a great admirer of King. I'd like to see more people talk about values, about treating each other with respect, love, compassion, being helpful. I think these are almost lost arts. I think there's a spiritual dimension. I think there's a religious and moral dimension that we're not talking about with respect to race relations and, Brian, with respect to each other, whether we're of the same race or not. We need to be taught. It's churches, temples, all manner of spiritual leaders should be stepping forward. There's a lot of other issues here, politicians against cops, Black Lives Matter against cops, that's terrible. The thin blue line has to be defended at all costs, in my opinion. Heather McDonald has written some great stuff about the war on cops and how this has damaged public safety, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But there is, Brian, a moral, spiritual dimension, such as Mr. King stated back in the mid and late 1960s. I wish we would talk some more about that.
And that is very profound, Larry. This is Jesse Jane Duff. What I also notice is that the teachers are being asked to do too much, too. They're raising kids. I mean, we're looking at a society that is dependent upon the government to take care of their children on many, many levels. And I'm not talking about people that happen to be on welfare, but your schools, your cops. How do we turn it around? How do we get it so that people are accountable for their own lives?
Well, good points. Look, I just kind of summarize that and argue that we need phenomenal education reform. I fear that in many schools there just is this anti-white cop argument going on, and maybe on the other side, in white schools, there's a fear of blacks and racism and bad relations. The two sides don't appear to be talking to each other. I also fear, again, I was on radio with the great Heather McDonald Saturday, and you know, one thing we talked about was a favorite subject of mine, and that is the causes and consequences of family breakup. Family breakup. We are not raising kids properly. The culture of marriage has declined.
Right.
These are bad things. These are very bad things.
What about the data that people, we keep hearing data repeated that it's not true about much of the racism with the shootings, maybe with some of the treatment. Brett Hume commented last night on Fox News that the treatment may not be, is something that needs to be improved upon, but the shootings themselves of cops on black men is not statistically accurate, that it is racially motivated. There was a Harvard study of 15 years that was evaluated. Should the data be presented accurately? Because it seems like the president himself was trying to recite data that gives a racial intention without substantiating it with all of the other criteria. What is your thought there?
Well, I think all that is pretty tricky business. Look, I think that any good, decent sociology study will tell you what Rudy Giuliani of others, Bill Braddon, have said. You know, the great violence of blacks on blacks is an enormous problem, an enormous problem. The black gangs, an enormous problem. So do I have a ready answer to that? No. But I will say this. I think schooling is important. You know, the police chief of Dallas said, look, the police department can't undertake education reform. It's a very difficult thing, choice, school choice, and so forth, vouchers. That's a hard thing for the cops to do, but it is something that needs to be done. It is part of this whole story. But I'd like to hear, above all, above the fray, I would like to hear political leaders, I'd like to hear religious leaders, I'd like to hear community leaders talk about what Mr. King said so many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We should not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. We have to teach kids in all the racial communities, black, brown, white, you name it, what is the right way to behave? What is the right way to get along?
Right.
What are the differences between right choices and wrong choices.
Yes.
Thoughtful discussion, Larry Kudlow, and greatly appreciated for you joining us here today. Our time is up.